yearn for the milk. One of the interesting aspects of growing older is realizing that some of the seemingly inconsequential tasks of childhood have an ability to reverberate throughout one's lifetime. This poem is set in Oise on the west side of Shetland. It describes summer journeys to fetch the milk. Yearn for the milk. The shortest git to Badister was up the dal, makin' a trenky trow un man girs, round be the loch side and toons a kirkigirt, on be the pitty hulls atween the lochs, but no hour near, for folks said you'd land doon under if you weet your feet. Our Vatnabrug, a muckle slab across the burn, smooth through centuries be trows and travellers. That was where Rubicon in Simmer, Nationer crossed and Turk squadrons scrambled to warn was after nests. We'd ring, pill flailing over our heads to had them off, spanging stanks of yellow blugger, shisted be the carved cloths per wings. At last, the Nayman's land of Badister and their retreat. Warm whelps with rin to meet was a thousand licks, and our fair hamward bath was keen. Another simmer git was o'er the hull, another world, wild open huggin' moss and heather cows, berries, sookies, drummy bees. Sookies get a snirk when pooed and cam clean oot, one floor, one honeyed sook, primeval gatherin'. Whaps and peewits keep it watch, they never moved but passed their warning cries around. Nests were denkies of the ground with eggs or brooked shells. At last, leg weary, we'd come up out the hull grin, twa hooses and the rigs of Badister. Pells lined the porch, some were bland or bledick, sharp smelled and snipperin', for was fresh milk still warm. We'd mak for home, pell daddin, unaware afore a kern of memory would turn sae lang and still sustain.